AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The UN's nuclear agency says its inspectors found no evidence to support Russia's claim that Ukraine planned to build and detonate a radioactive dirty bomb with the intent of blaming it on Moscow. President Biden is on a big campaign swing before Tuesday's midterms. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
It's a three-day, four-state blitz to back Democrats in tight races from solidly blue California, Illinois, and New Mexico to battleground Pennsylvania. The trip reveals a defensive stance. The president spending most of his time trying to help keep seats Democrats already hold in areas he easily won 2 years ago. Last night, though, he was on offense.
Silence is complicity.
Urging Americans to take a stand against voter intimidation and political violence. In dark terms, the president warned of ultra-MAGA challenges to democracy and said the power to preserve it lies where it always does.
With the people, in your hands, in your heart, and your ballot.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
There are more airbag-related recalls. Stellantis is recalling older model Dodge Magnum wagons, Dodge Challenger and Charger muscle cars, and Chrysler 300 sedans. Takata airbags apparently exploded in three more vehicles, killing the drivers. North Korea fired at least six missiles into the sea, including an intercontinental ballistic missile that triggered evacuation warnings and halted trains in northern Japan. Pope Francis urged Bahrain authorities to renounce the death penalty and ensure basic human rights are guaranteed for all citizens as he arrived in the Sunni-led kingdom. Chicago police documents obtained by the AP show investigators believe they solved the 2018 killing of a gangland journalist known as Zach TV, but prosecutors declined to prosecute. This is AP News. CBS and its former president, Leslie Moonves, reached an agreement with the New York Attorney General's office, which says network executives conspired with the Los Angeles police captain to hide sexual assault allegations against Moonves. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Under the agreement, CBS and Leslie Moonves will pay $33 million to shareholders, with CBS paying $6 million for sexual harassment programs. The Office of New York Attorney General Letitia James says the police captain, which the LAPD later identified as Corey Palka, tipped off CBS about a woman's report about Moonves allegedly sexually assaulting her in the 1980s. James's office says at least one CBS executive sold millions of dollars of stock before the allegations against Moonves became public. CBS's parent company, Paramount, says it's pleased to resolve the matter without any admission of wrongdoing. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Moonves was fired by CBS in 2018. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.